And now to the world of music and the speakers that play it, specifically high-end speakers that are heard from Disney World to Bible Belt churches and from Canadian hockey rinks to Las Vegas nightclubs. Fulcrum Acoustic is the manufacturer. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR paid a visit to the quiet Massachusetts town where the company is based.
Well, I made it.
GPS doesn't pick up Fulcrum Acoustic's Linwood address because it's actually a post office on the edge of Whitensville, a quaint former industrial village about an hour from Boston.
The UPS guy can find us. That's all that matters.
Fulcrum Acoustic founder Dave Gunnis opened his workshop here 5 years ago.
There are no high-intensity nightclubs anywhere near here. But there is a core of speaker companies in this little neighborhood.
Thanks in part to its proximity to MIT. Going back to the 1950s, former students or professors started such companies as Acoustic Research, Advent, and Bose. Others followed, including Eastern Acoustic Works, where Dave Gunnis was an engineer. When that company moved most of its production overseas, Gunnis took over some of its equipment and space inside two old wood and brick former mill buildings, which he now shares with a bunch of birds in the rafters.
There are tweeters. They get a little upset when we make loud noise, but then they always come back.
Gunnis and his team of engineers make a lot of noise as they obsessively test their tweeters and woofers.
It's a sweep that goes from 10 hertz to 24 kilohertz, so the whole range.
The company produces about 2,000 speakers a year. The prices go from $800 to $6,000.
And there's a lot of aesthetic decisions that have to be made to really make it sound the way it needs to. So we tune speakers for a Las Vegas nightclub much differently than we do for a church, a jazz club, or theme park.
Speakers for a church, for example, have to be able to deliver a natural-sounding human voice. But Vegas nightclubs require something more aggressive and complex. Gunnis says clubs often boast 100 to 150 speakers.
Las Vegas nightclub, you have just an insane amount of low-frequency capability.
Meaning bass?
Yes. Sometimes 10 double 21-inch subwoofers, all concentrated on a dance floor that's only 20 by 30 feet. And that's capable of deflating your lungs practically.
Electronic DJ Zedd's new remix of Empire of the Sun is not the type of music Dave Gunnis usually listens to, but it will be pumping through Fulcrum speakers in the Vegas club Light, where DJs Skrillex and Zedd have residency deals.
Some people don't realize how important good speakers are for the kind of music I make.
That's Zedd, speaking from Germany, where he lives.
You know, I would say the bass is more crucial for the kind of music I make because it's getting to a point in the frequency range where if the speakers aren't good enough, you literally don't hear it.
In fact, Zedd refuses to play certain tracks if a club's sound system can't handle the frequencies. But John Lyons describes the ideal.
Picture like a set of headphones to be able to have that audio experience, but on a dance floor with, you know, 1,500 people. It's a visceral experience, and it really is one of the things that causes people in a nightclub to be able to lose themselves.
Lyons owns the clubs Avalon Hollywood and Avalon Singapore, but he also installs sound systems for high-end Vegas venues. He's been using speakers crafted by Dave Gunnis for years. So has Joan Baez's tour engineer, Jason Raboyne. He stopped by Fulcrum Acoustic to pick up speaker monitors for the Folk Icons tour, and he's really into the fact that these speakers are local.
I live about an hour from here, and they're made here, and they're not shipped in on a pallet. And on top of that, they sound amazing. They make my job easier.
They make it, Raboyne says, invisible. Fulcrum audio engineer Rich Frempis says that's the goal. The audience shouldn't notice the speakers unless something goes wrong.
Well, there's an old adage, and certainly in pro audio, that you only really know you've done a good job when almost nobody comes up and says anything to you.
And it seems that's the way the self-described audio geeks at Fulcrum Acoustic like it. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.